Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Core Team.
Well, hello out there, Army families, and welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio. We are the Internet podcast designed specifically for you by our very own Army Wife Network Core Team. Guys, this is show 519, and I am your host tonight. My name is Tara Crooks, and I think I have... Dun-dun-dun.
I'm here.
Oh, I do. I heard the giggle.
And I'm your co-host, Paula Merrifield, and today is Monday, May 4th. 2015, and we're glad that you're here to hang out with us tonight.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'll tell you what, I said, Mondays are so rough. There's something about my computer, Paula, that it knows it's Monday. And so I was hollering at my kids. I was like, get off the internet, stop watching videos, because, like, you know, our Blog Talk Radio platform takes such a large amount of resources, and then if they're on the internet or whatever. So I told them, I was like, get off, I have a show tonight. And they're all like, oh, show tonight, oh, and your host. They crack me up. Anyhow, I'm really glad that you guys are here, and I bet they're probably not for this whole hour, but today was such a crazy busy day that it's kind of nice to wind it down with, you know, happy voices and good stuff. It's just the Three Stooges tonight, guys. There's always a party going on, even if it is just the three of us. But when I say the three of us, I mean Janet and Paula and I. And so we've got Janet coming up here in a little bit for the news. Paula's on Twitter, so we're all hanging together. I know Janet, if I know her well right now, she is probably working AWN stuff while she's listening. That's how she rolls. So she and I are getting ready. We'll talk about that here in a few minutes. But we're getting ready to go on a trip on Monday. So I've been working and working and working today on all that. And I'm just really glad that it's Monday and that we're, you know, it's Monday night. How about that? I'm really glad it's Monday night that I'm not going into Monday morning. So, guys, if you want to join us in chat and just, you know, talk while we're talking to our guests this evening, too, if you're listening live right now, you are just going to go over to twitter.com/armywifenetwork and follow the hashtag armywife. It's one we use every Monday night, and pretty much for everything we use it. So you can follow Army Wife Network. And, yeah, that's what's going on. I've been trying to use Tweet Chat lately, Paula. It's not playing nice. Like, I can't.
No.
I gave up. I tried again tonight, too. And sometimes you have to start by logging yourself in, and then if you put a tweet out there that says, like, and you tag Army Wife Network, then it'll start following the, and, you know, but it's not following the hashtag, so I gave up. You can follow the hashtag, though, using Twitter. So I usually log in with my Twitter account, go over to twitter.com/armywifenetwork, and then if you want to see what everybody else is saying and not just Army Wife Network, go over and search Twitter for the hashtag Army Wife and put hashtag Army Wife on there, and it'll show you, like, a running tally of everything. So that way you don't just, right, you know, you can kind of see everything. It's a little bit harder. Tweet Chat, when it worked, was awesome, but it's not working lately.
I've had problems with it, too. So I don't know. Sometimes it's just a little frustrating. So, oh, well, we'll work on it.
Yeah.
But tonight, our show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, TDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family's smiles and save with the TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. You can learn more at www.metlife.com/TRICARE or just give them a call at 1-855-TDP-1. Again, that number is 1-855-MET-TDP-1.
All right, you guys. Well, tonight we have with us Wendy Rosen. She is from AmericanMadeShow.com. You can also check out more about Wendy at artsbusinessinstitute.org. The American Made Show also has a blog. If you just do AmericanMadeShow.com/blog, you can follow her, though, not related. I thought this would be American Made Show. On Twitter, it's Buyer's Market, at Buyer's Market on Twitter. So we will connect, and you can see that in the room right now, or in the chat room. Okay, let me start again. You can see that over on Twitter right now. Oh, I just showed my age, didn't I? And we also have our Health Minute coming up tonight. But Wendy's story is really interesting, and I think you guys are going to love this. Everything American Made and how she started all this, and it's just it's a really interesting story and a lot of fun. Hopefully she'll tell us all about it. We got lots of questions for her. But before we get to that, we always catch up. You know how that goes. I usually catch up earlier than the show than most because I get tired of the same old stuff every week. So I throw some stuff in there. But like I was telling you guys, we got our Virginia travel coming up. We are booked. We brought in more than we thought we would as far as registrants went, and so we closed registration on it today.
Oh, wow.
That was my one and only big, big worry. Well, I had two worries when I went into this because Operation In Touch contracted me out to do this. And my two worries were, the first one was Operation In Touch belongs to Unilever, and so does Dove. You know, obviously it's one of their brands, and that's who's doing the event. And there are so many moving parts to them. Unilever is huge, and they contract out a lot of their work. So me figuring out who was doing what was very scary to me, like navigating that whole who are these people and meeting all of the people involved. Still got a lot of people to meet when we're there in Virginia, but I was able to figure out the major players, and that's good, and got us all on track and planned the whole event out. Great job to the staff at Kingsmill. And then my second worry was getting everybody there. And, I mean, I'm just amazed. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see. So many of these people are going to be active duty women, and or, you know, veterans, women that have retired from military. Cannot wait to see the audience there. And we've got Star, get to see Star, and Janet's going with me as my assistant. I know, it's cool. We get to have dinner with her and then the event with her and then get to have breakfast the next morning. And so, yeah, and she's bringing her little girl Tara with her, and so I get to see Tara, and just exciting. I'm excited. I don't want to fly, and Kurt, I told him I was going to punch him through the phone today. That's what I told him. I was like, Mr. Hall, do you feel like getting knocked out right now? And he just kind of was like, what do I do with that? He said these words, tropical storm. I said, do not even joke with me, okay? Like, we're coming 3 days earlier than we did last year. Last year, remember the Chicago Tower fire, and I didn't make it, and I had to be the Great Oz on the screen and do it virtually, and had to drive home middle of the night all the way from Houston to here. And I said, do not even joke with me. There's not going to be a tropical storm, and I'm going to make it home fine on Thursday morning. You want to have a tropical storm on Friday? Thursday evening even. Whatevs. Just get me home. So, yeah. Better be good weather. I'm not really looking forward to the flight part. However, kind of like you guys did, you and Janet did, when you met up and headed down here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Well, you tried on the way back, but it didn't work out that way. But on the way down here, I fly the second leg and then the first leg of the trip back with Janet. So, and we even planned to sit together and everything. So, yeah, so hopefully I'll meet up with her and it'll all work out. And if we get delayed, we'll get delayed together. Or, you know, if I get stuck, I'll get stuck there. And that won't be too bad. Yeah, so that's what I did all day long today, was catch up on that. Led me into my calendar and all the, like, I sat down at my desk, because let me explain. We did the field exercise. My weeks are a blur. Did the field exercise, right? And then came back and had a full week of spending the whole week up at school. Like, the whole week. It was fun run week, and last week was a complete and utter blur. I mean, seriously. It was like gone. Like, I didn't even know it existed. Laid down on Friday. You know that I'm tired. I told you that I was tired when I said I'd stop talking on the way home on Friday from the field exercise. Friday night, not only did I not have anything to talk about, but I walked in the door, I said hi to my daughter, I walked back into my room, and I had a billion things to do. Like, I had not worked for an entire week, so I had last week's work, and then plus getting ready for this week, and I just sat there for a few minutes, and I leaned over, and I laid down, and I took a nap.
What?
Yes, I know. Star, if Star were listening right now, she'd be like,
Star, I think Star would be proud.
Either that or she'd say, this is a lie. I'm not, she's lying.
Yeah.
And I woke up an hour later, and Renna was like, gosh, Mom, I guess you were tired. Only thing I could think is the sun, like, sucked it out of me, you know, because I ran with them in the morning. And then I had, you know, I got a sunburn because of, you know, being out with them and stuff. So I'm thinking that maybe the sun just zapped me. But Kev came home on Friday night, and he was like, wow, you are tired. And he was such a sweetheart. He went, got dinner, came, I said, don't worry about cooking dinner. I'm going to go get it. So he went and got dinner. And we had dinner in the driveway, believe it or not. We were just kind of all hanging outside because it was so nice. And then he said, you know, he was awake and bebopping around, whatever, and we were all ready to go to bed. And he's like, just give me the grocery list and I'll go get the groceries. I was like, who are you? What'd you do with my husband?
You can't say that. You've got a great husband.
Yeah, well, no, but he never goes grocery shopping on his own because that's like a scary thing, you know. Never know.
Well, that is scary.
Yeah, but he did. And so, yeah, so today when I sat down at my desk, of course, like, you know, everything from the week to the last 2 weeks has been piled, like mail or anything that Mom had to do, you know. Has been, and so that's what I did all day was do stuff for Kingsmill and shift, just sift through all of these, like, you know, update your...
Try that again.
It was little stuff. It was like call Verizon and renew your contract. Go downstairs and, you know, renew the GPS in the van. And I mean, like, all these little things. And I was like, I need to do all this stuff and just get it off the plate. So that's what I've been working on.
Oh my goodness.
Just keep... I have a PSA really quick before we move on to our real PSA. And before I ask you what you're doing. Because I know you had stuff this week, too. But my PSA... It involves you and I, so it's a good transition to what you did.
Oh, okay.
I just need everyone out there to understand that. Do you know what this Friday is? Yeah, this Friday. Do you know what it is? That's right. It's the Friday before Mother's Day. Do you know what Saturday is?
Oh, well, it's the Saturday before Mother's
Day. Yeah, it's the day before Mother's Day. And so I'm guessing that since you know what Friday and Saturday are now, that everyone can be in agreement.
Everybody knows.
That Sunday is Mother's Day, okay?
Yeah.
Is it your dog's day? No. Is it your daddy's day? No. Is it your kid's day? No. It's Mother's Day. And so what are you going to do on Mother's Day, Paula?
What am I going to do? Well, this was kind of funny because my kids and I, we have this ongoing group text thing going on. And so, you know, when somebody's got something to say kind of thing. So I get this text, I guess it was yesterday, and it was from my son, my only son. Okay, he's my youngest. He's an ROTC cadet. Everybody knows this. He's in the National Guard. He's finishing up his junior year of college, and that is absolutely just so hard to believe. But I get this text, and it's in this group text, and he's like, hey, I'm just going to let you know that I'm not going to make it home for Sunday for Mother's Day and blah, 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 and all the, you know, getting together and all this other kind of stuff. Well, my oldest daughter, you know, chimes in, and she was like, ha, 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 I haven't even talked to Mom about that yet. So Connor's already saying, hey, guys, I'm not going to be there. Ryan,
he was trying to surprise you.
And my oldest daughter was going, Connor, we haven't even talked about getting together yet. Oh, yeah, I thought maybe we'd do brunch at my house kind of thing. So, I mean, you know, I get it. I understand. He is super, 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 super busy being a cadet, and he's got advanced camp this summer, and he's working on his slot for air assault school, and he's taking summer classes. I get it. So I'm not, you know, upset about it or anything like that.
Yeah, but sad.
It was just funny. It was just one of those things where it's like, oh, oops. Okay. You know, kind of thing. But I mean, it's fine. So, but now Saturday, I'm still going to get together, I think, with my oldest daughter and my youngest daughter, because I don't think that my middle daughter will be able to come into town because she's like 7 hours away. But that's okay. It just works out that way sometimes. On Saturday evening, I'm actually getting together with another friend, and we're going to do a 5K. So we're doing what's called a foam glow 5K in the evening, which, hey, that works for me because it's cooler that way because it's starting to get hot here. And it's one of those, you know, I don't do those color runs because I don't like that crap being thrown on me.
Well, you know, I've never done one of those. I was wondering what you thought about that.
No. I'm not doing that. This is one that it's not powdery. It's like that glow foam kind of stuff that they'll spray on you. I don't mind that kind of stuff, but that powdery, baby powdery colored kind of stuff, no. When you're hot and sweaty, and that's just gross to me. So, but if any, I mean, we're gonna do it for fun. This is not gonna be competitive in any shape or form, but it'll just be a fun 5K. So. Looking forward to that.
Good stuff. Well, yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun. All right. Well, let's see, guys. That's what we're going to be doing. There was some stuff going on while we were all busy this week over at AWN. And you know how I love this commercial. So, of course, I want to do our AWN happenings. Let's see. We have two choices. And I always pick the same one. So let's pick the opposite one and see what this one sounds like.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives. A network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
All righty. So more punishment for paratrooper who jumped with fish. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but the paratrooper celebrated his upcoming departure from the Army by jumping with his pet Siamese fighting fish. Okay, so it's like it shows
sorry.
Him, you know, with a bat. I mean, it's
I'm sorry, but it's kind of funny.
It's just like, dude, like, just don't take a picture and put it on social media. I don't know.
Whatever. I know.
Okay. So his selfie was an act later, went viral on social media. Okay. So he's going to serve 12 days of extra duty before he closes out his time in uniform. Specialist Matthew Tattersall. He's assigned to the 2nd Battalion 505 Infantry Regiment, 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 82nd Airborne Division, received a company grade, Article 15, and his extra duty was his punishment because he jumped with his fish. Wonder how the fish felt about that.
He survived.
I was going to say, did he? I don't know.
Yeah.
He did?
The fish survived, yeah. You got to read the article on Army Times because quite honestly, I mean, I can see it, I guess, both ways. But if you read the article, it was just kind of funny. It was just kind of funny, you know?
Okay, fish have feelings too, Tara.
Yeah,
bless his heart. Text messages.
But again, there should have been a disclaimer that there were no animals injured in this act.
In the making of this video,
Exactly.
Good Lord.
So, oh, well. Okay, hot over on AWN this week is AWN's editor-in-chief, Janet, and her new spouse series, First Duty Station's PCSing. As we continue our new spouse series, Janet has walked you through the recruitment process and what to expect during your soldier's time at basic training and AIT. She has now moved on to the next stage of the journey, your first PCS to your first duty station. This information will begin Chapter 3 of your battle book to guide you along this journey. To check out the series in its entirety and much more, check out ArmyWiveNetwork.com and go and look for the new spouse series, First Duty Station PCS blog posting. She does a great job with it. She does a great, great job with this. So definitely check that out.
She's busy.
She is busy.
She's just busy. Okay.
Woman's got it going on.
Social media. You guys know. We like to play in the social media sandbox. So last week, it was Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. And so we put this out on Facebook and came back and it said, you know, share. And we had puppy pictures everywhere. So we asked them, you know, have you rescued your forever friend? Go over to Facebook, you know, and or we asked them, like, to post. And so if you... There's not a link here on this one. We'll have to find that. Janet, go find that. go find that friend, Janet. What are you doing anyway? I'm just teasing. We should have a link for that where you can share your puppies and go look at all the puppy pictures. But yes, we will get that out for you.
Yeah, I think that's my fault. I forgot to include that. Yeah. Oh,
that's it. So now we got a fire
that's
call
me.
And it's me and you, Janet. All right. So yeah, we've got
okay,
that, and we
you go
puppy,
with that.
She's like, peace out. Yeah. Puppy pictures everywhere. You know, it's a good day for Tara if there's puppy pictures. I love puppies.
Speaking
of puppies,
cute ones too.
Yeah. I need to not let you do the PSA yet because I have to say this. Today is Ellie's fifth birthday. That's
aww,
my puppy. Yeah. I know. I looked at you know how I knew it was her birthday?
It?
Five, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my life. That makes Bob, that makes my Bobby Joe 9. I do not like
aww
that. No.
I like Bobby.
I told him.
I like Ellie, too.
I like Ellie, too, but here, look, I cannot have Bobby being 9 years old. That's not going to work for me. So we're going to have that removed. I went over to Time Hop, and it said, today is happy birthday,
oh,
Ellie. And I'm like, shut the front door. It's Ellie's birthday. So tonight we're going to have Frosty Paws. After the show, we're going to have dessert, and that's what we're going to have, Frosty Paws. You know, the dog
Frosty
ice cream.
You've never
heard of
okay
Frosty Paws dog ice
okay, no,
dog
I
ice
haven't,
cream.
But let's. I know I haven't, but real quick, I am gonna tell you this. So I took my little Tucker the other night, and as a treat for me, as his, you know, good doggy mama,
mm-hmm,
I went through Dairy Queen to get myself an ice cream on the way home. Well, I
yes
get to the window, and the little girl sees Tucker beside me, and she's like, "Oh, do you want a doggy dish?" And I said, "A what?" She's like, "Oh, we give dogs a little sample of ice cream. Do you want one for your dog?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." Because I just totally threw me off. Let me tell
that's
you.
That's a sweetie.
Tucker loved him some vanilla ice cream. I'm just saying.
My mama's dog, Petey, she like, oh, my God, that, she loved it. I mean,
I just didn't. She go I didn't know that Dairy Queen. I didn't know that Dairy Queen did that, so kudos to them. It was a lot of fun. So anyway, okay,
good
last
job,
but not least,
Dairy Queen.
I know. It's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show. Ask for them at least 10 days in advance, and if you have one, please send it to info@armywifenetwork.com so that we can work it into our rotation. ALME invites consumers to celebrate the true spirit of American beauty. ALME is proud to announce its collaboration with the USO, the only military nonprofit organization that has supported our troops and families for more than 70 years. ALME will honor the women of the U.S. military and our veterans and focus on our troops as they transition from service back to their communities. Committing to this cause is a key pillar in the brand's Simply American campaign, celebrating the spirit of American beauty from the inside and out. Pure, genuine, fresh, and glowing with confidence and pride, the ultimate representation of American beauty. The multifaceted campaign will reach consumers across all touch points, including an interactive hub on www.alme.com. Using the hashtag SimplyAmerican, the brand is soliciting photos depicting Simply American moments. In addition to the brand's $250,000 contribution to the USO, ALME will donate $1 up to $10,000 for every like or share on social media. Consumers will also have opportunity to donate online at www.uso.org. This summer, ALME is embarking on the ultimate road trip, creating a custom Simply American experience that will stop at venues such as state fairs and other festivals. ALME will offer makeup, touch-ups, and celebrate the people, places, and occasions that best exemplify the American spirit, including servicewomen, veterans, military wives, and their families. Both the USO Initiative and Bus Tour will be supported through custom programming on ABC TV. For more information about the ALME Simply American campaign, man, say that twice, or to submit an All-American photo or track the bus tour, you can visit www.alme.com/simplyamerican. And that's it for our PSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is AWN's News 6 Janet tonight, bringing you the need to know stories. So we'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve and their families to comprehensive dental coverage. Plus, money can be saved. We offer competitively priced monthly premiums for an individual depending on sponsor status, with little or no cost shares on many dental services. But don't forget, TRICARE dental coverage requires enrollment. TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP1 or visit us online at www.tricare.mil/TDP for more details so your family smiles are protected and you can start saving money today.
Army Wife Talk Radio salutes our soldiers.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heartbeat to meet the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. What should old acquaintance be forgot? Keep your eye on the grand old flag.
It's time for the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army families. This is your News 6, Janet, bringing you all your need-to-know news stories. Tonight we start with President Obama has sent his Congress for 10 of the recommendations made by the Military Compensation and Retirement Modernization Commission. On Thursday, President Obama sent the recommendations of the Military Compensation and Retirement Modernization Commission to Congress. In a letter accompanying the report, President Obama said the recommendations of the commission represent an important step forward in protecting the long-term viability of the all-volunteer force, improving quality of life for service members and their families, and ensuring the fiscal sustainability of the military compensation and retirement systems. The president is prepared to support specific proposals for 10 of the commission's 15 recommendations. The Department of Defense and the president want to move slowly on 4 of the commission's recommendations. The 4 that require more study are the proposal for a blended retirement system, reserve component duty statuses, exceptional family member support, and commissary and exchange consolidation. The 10 recommendations the president is prepared to support as is or with limited modifications include the survivor benefit plan, financial education, medical personnel readiness, DOD and Department of Veterans Affairs collaboration, child care, service member education, transition assistance, dependent space available travel, and the report on military-connected dependents. Defense Secretary Ash Carter will submit proposals for legislation to Congress on some of the recommendations. The Department of Defense will work with the Commission, interagency partners, and Congress this year to develop additional reform proposals for the fiscal year 2017 budget proposal. On Thursday, the House of Representatives passed a new VA funding plan for fiscal year 2016. House members approved plans for a 2.5% hike in Veterans Affairs Department funding next year, despite a presidential veto threat over what the White House sees as a $1.4 billion funding shortfall. The plan would cover $163.2 billion in VA spending next fiscal year, which supporters noted would continue a steady line of raises for the department since the start of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. On Tuesday, the White House threatened to veto the measure over the shortfall, saying it fails to fully fund critical priorities. VA Secretary Bob McDonald earlier this month said the request cut will cause veterans to suffer. In advance of the vote, a host of veterans organizations also protested the move, saying the full White House request is needed to keep department reforms on track. This is not a cut, said Representative Charlie Dent, chairman of the House Appropriations Committee's VA panel. Did we fund every last thing requested? Not every idea has merit. In particular, Republicans rejected plans to double VA construction funding next year in the wake of high-profile problems with management of several new builds, including a Denver hospital estimated to cost $1 more than originally expected. The measure also includes provisions banning bonuses for VA senior executives and construction officials. The Senate still has to offer its own version of the VA funding plan before the two can be reconciled and sent to the White House. The U.S. is sending more aircraft to aid in earthquake relief in Nepal. The U.S. is sending more aircraft to Nepal to fly relief supplies from Kathmandu to refugees in need, defense officials said on Saturday. The Marine Corps is sending 4 Ospreys and 2 C-130 cargo planes to Nepal, said Major Christopher Logan, a spokesman for Marine Forces Pacific. 3 Huey helicopters are being sent from the Air Force as well. Logan said that service members will be involved in the relief efforts, but it is too early to say how many military personnel will be on the ground because the mission's requirements are still being determined. U.S. Pacific Command is working with the State Department, the U.S. Agency for International Development, and other U.S. agencies to respond quickly to requests for help from Nepal's government, Logan said. That's all the news stories we have for you this week, but stay tuned to Army Wife Network's Twitter feed and our Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6 Janet, signing off.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I am your host, Tara Crooks.
And I'm your co-host, Paula Merrifield. And tonight we have with us Wendy Rosen, founder of the Arts Business Institute. She has spent more than 30 years educating artists about strategies for expanding their businesses from local to nationwide sales through ABI's weekend Access to Market workshops. She is also actively involved in the Made in America movement. Through both nonprofit and for-profit organizations, Wendy offers complete business planning tools to help artists sell their work to art dealers, art museums, and upscale retailers.
In 2005, Wendy Rosen was named one of Maryland's top 100 women, the Daily Record. And in 2006, the Rosen Group was one of 3 businesses in Maryland to receive the Blue Ribbon Small Business Award from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And how fitting that it's National Small Business Week. Wendy is a founding member of the American Sustainable Business Council and frequently participates in White House briefings and meetings on topics important to microenterprise and small business. We're pleased to welcome her to the show this evening and learn all about what she's got going on. Guys, I'm so excited for you guys to hear all about this. Wendy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's so exciting to be with you, Tara and Paula. It's great.
We have so much to ask you about, and I know you've got lots to tell us, so I want to dig in. What do I say? I'm going to dig in with my fork or get a spoon so we can shovel it all in. There we go. me and my metaphors. I'm already in trouble. Let's get going about let's get to know you first, I guess. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're calling from, a little bit about your family so we can know who we're talking to.
Well, I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland, just north of Baltimore City, and I am an ex-Army wife. My husband and I, he served at Fort Hood for 4 years, and of course we all know that we served together, and he was the Jewish lay leader and a captain for a tank maintenance battalion there. So I've had the experience of being an Army wife looking for a job on a post, and I know how hard it is.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I can't tell you the amount of, the amount of small businesses that have popped up just out of necessity of being able to, needing to travel and take it with you and all that. So how long did you say that you, oh, go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's all businesses, and a lot of small businesses have become more more mobile. And what's interesting is that manufacturing and making is also very mobile.
You know, believe it or not, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of crafty Army wives out there for sure. So you said that you spent some time as an Army wife. How long did you say? Did you tell us that?
Well, we were at Fort Hood for about 4 years.
Okay, all right.
And
so is that where you started your business?
That is not where I started my business. I started my business after he separated from the Army, and we moved to Baltimore to help out with his father's family business.
Gotcha. All right.
What kind of business did his father's family have?
He had an furniture business, office furniture business.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Cool.
And I decided to start my own business shortly after our daughter was born. And did it on my kitchen table.
Okay, well, how did you start? I mean, how did you go about starting that business? Because I'm
I would visit art fairs on the weekends, and I'd hear artists complaining about their lot in life, about having to travel every weekend and be away from their families, and how more difficult it became as their families grew and they got older. And so I suggested one day, why don't you just have a hospitality suite and bring in some retailers and art gallery owners and people like that and see if they want to buy your work. And one of the artists that I was talking to said, well, what's a hospitality suite? And I explained, you know, that you would have a hotel room across from a big convention center where people were, where you knew your customers might be.
Yeah,
and,
already gathered, yeah.
Yeah, they were already gathered and that you could sell. And they said, well, could you do that for us? And I said, yes. And I did it for about 8 people, and it turned to 82 people overnight. They went home and told their friends, and we created the first wholesale show, exclusively wholesale show for American-made products, handmade products.
And were you like, I'm a freaking genius.
Yeah, and what was amazing was that first show, we had the Smithsonian Museum buyers there and Neiman Marcus buyers and Bloomingdale's, and I was just amazed at the kind of buyers that we were able to draw.
I was going to say, were you just giddy? I mean, I would have been like, oh, my gosh.
I hyperventilated for about 2 months.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that it's not just me that, like, completely freaks out about it. I would have been like, oh, I did
it
that.
Was,
are you kidding me?
It was exciting and terrifying all at the same time.
Yep.
And I've watched a lot of people go through that when they succeed unexpectedly the first time out of the box. It's an amazing thing when it happens.
So when did you have that first show? When was that?
That was 1982.
Oh, wow.
30-something years ago.
Wow.
Does it feel like it was yesterday, or does it feel like that long ago?
Oh, gosh. It's hard to tell. Some days it does, and some days it doesn't. It's still,
you know,
a big roller coaster ride of excitement. Every show is like putting on a Broadway show in a way, you know. It's a lot of excitement. And every show we have a lot of new exhibitors, because so many people come into our show one time and they walk away with 30 galleries or 50 galleries that they're going to do business with for the next 10 or 15 years, and we don't see them again.
Yeah,
if they serve those stores well, and ship them and develop really great relationships, then they have business forever.
Right.
Good stuff.
So with that first American-made show in 1982, okay, what type of handmade items have you seen and are sold at these shows?
Well, jewelry and pottery and blown glass and stained glass and kiln form glass and metalwork of all types, paper, you know, holiday cards and handmade cards and stationery, handmade soaps and lotions, anything that you would see at an art fair would be something that you might see at our show. Prints from original illustrations or paintings.
It sounds like a lot of things that Army Wives are probably making. Tell me how the show works.
Well, it's wholesale only to the trade, so it's by invitation only. And you can apply to the show to be part of it. And what we recommend is that you take some training ahead of time so that you really know what you're doing, because what we do know is that people who try to wholesale, who go from retail fairs completely to wholesale all of a sudden and they don't get proper training and planning, they fail.
Mm-hmm.
So we want everyone properly trained. That's why many years ago I created the Arts Business Institute, which helps artists really prepare for wholesaling. If they're going to do a gift show or any kind of trade show or our American Made show, they can, you know, get the kind of experience and planning that they need to create a proper line and develop their skills and their work to a level where it's beyond hobby and into the professional level. And, you know, a few years ago...
I was going to say, I can imagine that it's a lot different.
It's a little bit different. It really
wholesale,
is. A few years ago,
retail,
a few years ago, you couldn't get craft, high-level craft professional classes anywhere unless you traveled to Penland or Aramont or Haystack or one of the big schools that are summer retreats for artists. But today, the Internet provides all of these incredible classes of high-level skill online so that you can go beyond the hobby level very easily and learn, you know, incredible, incredible skills online and become a professional at being a jewelry maker or a potter or a glassblower. It's pretty, pretty amazing.
And
you want to get...
Really.
Yeah, and that's what galleries want, is something that's above the hobby level and unique and different, and something that you're not going to see in Walmart or Kmart. They want the creativity and the story. You know, what's really important is the story behind your work, the fact that you will reveal something about your family and your career and your life as an Army wife on a hang tag is really important to the women who want to buy your work.
Well, do you find that there's trends in the style of works that artists create?
Yes, there are. A lot of people are upcycling, and they're using recycled vintage elements to make craft work. They're making large sculptures, even using all kinds of recycled and upcycled things. And gallery
some of my favorite
lighting,
things are when
lamps,
that,
pendant lamps out of old farm equipment. You know, there's all kinds of really, really wonderful upcycling that you can do in order. And people are doing that with clothing as well. There are people that are taking, that are going to Goodwill or Salvation Army, and they're buying old sweaters and they're unraveling them and reweaving them into things. There are some absolutely amazing new trends that you can discover from places like Etsy and Artfire, and some of the online marketplaces have some really wonderful trends. But a lot of it requires you to get that level of skill that's just a little step ahead of what the hobby level would be. Because if everyone else in the neighborhood is doing it, chances are you can't sell it for a high price. And you want to be able to sell your work for the highest price possible.
That makes sense.
Everything is perceived value, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And, you know, and you see so much stuff, like when you were talking about all this upcycling stuff, I was thinking one of my favorite things is when they redo things with palettes. And, you know, then you look at, like, Etsy. I mean, you see all these people out here doing all this retail-wise, you know, all this crazy stuff. Over there. I mean, all kinds of just talent just everywhere. When it comes to wholesaling those, which is different, you know, than a site like that where you're going to resale at a retail at retail prices for like a regular consumer. What's the advantage to someone who's doing something like that, such as a craft, to go wholesale?
Well, what you get to do is you get to actually sell work before you make it. Think about that. You make samples only, and you take orders from galleries all over the country on just the samples you've made. And then you go back to your studio or home and you make those things based on the orders. If you have 5 orders for one widget that are delivered in October and another 7 in November, you know what your time ahead is going to look like. People go to retail fairs with a van load of merchandise.
Yeah.
And they bring back a van load of merchandise. And with galleries and shops, you're selling work and taking the orders before you make it. Then when you make it, you ship it off and get immediate payment, which is great.
Hmm.
You don't have all that inventory sitting on shelves making no money for you.
Right. Most definitely an advantage. There is, you mentioned earlier when we were talking, though, that there's a difference between that. And what are some of the, not the challenges, but I mean, what are some of the differences that you see people who are not trained who head into that wholesale market that, you know, maybe aren't ready?
Well, a lot of people don't realize how their work is going to be displayed in a store. So most people who are crafting as a hobby have one great thing that they've made, one thing that their family and their friends have told them forever, oh, that is so wonderful. That piece there is just so wonderful. And what you need to do is find that incredible piece that you've made out of all the stuff you make, because everybody gets a little scattered when they craft and they do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And find that wonderful one piece that you made that has a distinctively different look that people compliment. And use that as a core piece to develop a line. If you look at manufacturers, they have what they call a production line. And that will be items in a $10 price point, a $20 price point, a $50 price point, a $100 price point. They'll have items in different price points and in different colors and in different proportions and sizes. And you need to make sure that those items fit in well with the uses in someone's life. Make sure that you have a piece in your line that is perfect for wedding presents. Make sure that you have a piece that's perfect for an anniversary present. Make sure that there's a great piece for a woman to buy her 15-year-old niece for a birthday or a high school graduation or something. Make sure that you've hit those wonderful prices that everybody has to buy a gift for. And those are the items that have to be very important to you in your line. You also
makes
want
sense.
Some items, yeah, that are very impulsive, something that someone can go into a store and say, oh, that's under $20. I don't have to check with my husband to buy that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so you want some
good
impulsive
point.
Impulse items that you want to add to your line. And, of course, you want to be in the proper, you know, in a trendy color palette, so that you're not in the pinks and purples and seafoam greens of the mid-80s when we first started our business, you know, and you'd be in the right now we're back to the 50s, aren't we? Back to the 60s color palette.
Well, I mean,
right,
I guess you could.
Which
you
is
just,
really fun now
bit.
If you take a look at what's going on with, gosh, kitchen home appliances are amazing colors these days, aren't they?
Yeah, we're back right there.
I know, it's really funny.
Avocado green.
yeah. You know, you want to make sure that you have the right colors and that your work actually can be displayed so that you have a big thing that is surrounded by smaller things in a display, because gallery owners and luxury stores love displaying an artist's work all together in one little vignette or display.
Mm-hmm.
So six or eight pieces. And a retailer has to be able to buy different pieces of your line. They can't fall in love with one thing and buy the one thing, because one thing will never sell. It has to be a good size grouping on a shelf so that
gotcha.
People will buy
that makes
it.
Sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes perfect sense. Great advice because, you know, I think that's what my problem is when I start to think about business stuff. I always get all these grand ideas and there's like, you know, I run with it and I need to pare down. That's what I keep telling myself over and over. Pare
right.
down. Find the thing that
right.
the thing that sticks. And sometimes you do have to throw the whole pot of spaghetti against the wall to see what sticks. But
right. And the other thing is that don't think that the pricing that you have been putting on your work at a local retail fair is the price that a gallery is going to get for it. A gallery is going to get maybe twice that for it. So your wholesale price may be the price that you're retailing for this week. And you're going to have to deal with that when you change over to wholesaling. So you may not be able to do certain retail fairs that where you can't get a good price anymore because you don't want to compete with those galleries and shops.
Right. That makes sense.
So, you want to be able to know what the market will bear for your price. And it's not the price that would be marked in a store in maybe Copper's Cove, Texas. It's going to be,
right.
you know, or outside of Fort Polk. It's going to be a store that may be in Santa Fe or Beverly Hills or, you know, Westport, Connecticut or something. You have to figure out, where are the best stores that could sell my work?
So you've got to know the market in order to be able to,
right.
to understand that.
Right. Right.
Right. Right, that and where
and
you're going to get the best We that's true of everything, of what you're going to charge for your services, too. I mean, it's all just so different depending on the location
right.
of where you are. So, yeah, I guess that's you open yourself up to more than just what's around you locally.
Right.
So you have to think bigger, which is hard to do sometimes, you know.
We provide all the information you need to go from being retail at retail fairs to wholesaling in a two-day workshop. And we do these workshops all over the country. Our next one, I think, is San Francisco at the end of May, 1st of June, end of May. And I'd be happy to offer a scholarship to anyone who's in the San Francisco area. We could offer one scholarship on the show tonight. So if anybody wants a scholarship, they can just email in to Army Wife Network.
Wonderful. You know what? Let's give them your contact information, too.
Okay. That's good. It's Wendy.
Easier. I was going to say.
Yeah.
Are you
Wendy?
Okay with that? I was going to say, if you're not okay with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with
name.
That. Wendy@wendyrosen.com.
Perfect.
Send a couple images of your work and why you want to go to the workshop.
Perfect. And if we have anybody go either direction, we'll send them to you or
that sounds
and
good.
Let you know.
Be
so,
happy to
I don't
do that.
Know. There's not an Army post in that area, but that doesn't mean there's not a military family member that would be listening. So definitely,
right.
And we'll tweet that out too, so that way everybody can see.
And
that.
It's going to be in the where'd you say the San Francisco area?
Yes, it's San Francisco area.
Mm-hmm. Make sure okay. we get that good over there. Good stuff.
I just
Let's
got out.
Break.
I just got back from Niagara and Buffalo, and we did 4 workshops up in that area.
Dang, girl, you are busy. Well, Paula's going to work
mm-hmm.
on that and get that out on Twitter.
That's
and
what I'm doing right now.
Good
okay.
job. We're going to take a quick break and let her catch up really quick and pay the bills. That's what I always say. But, guys, we're going to be back. We've got more questions for Wendy, just a few minutes left in the show. But we do want to dig in to a little bit of this mobile career stuff. You are just a wealth of information, and I want to make sure we get it all out to our listeners. So do you mind sticking with us for a few minutes?
Oh, be happy to.
Perfect. All right. We'll be right back, guys, after these brief commercial messages. Make sure that you're following us, #ArmyWife, twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork. When we come back, we're going to dig more, much as we can, to finish out the show here into small business. Stay tuned.
Gatorade and your commissary would like to honor our heroes. This exclusive contest for commissary shoppers will ask you to brag about your favorite military member with 4 prize levels to include cash and commissary gift cards. Starting May 1st through May 31st, you can submit your essay online at www.GatoradeMilitary.com telling us who you think deserves to be recognized. Nominees can include active and retired military members or a member of the silent ranks. Chosen winners will be invited, along with you, to the commissary to be honored and receive their prize. And we didn't forget about you. Each participant who submits an essay will be provided a free Gatorade product coupon. See store display for complete details and contest rules, or visit www.GatoradeMilitary.com. Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abdullah, and on behalf of the Army Surgeon General, this is your Army Medicine Be As Healthy As You Can Be Health Minute. In celebration of Women's Health Month, we encourage all women to incorporate simple, preventive, and positive health behaviors into everyday life. Ensure you schedule an annual Well Woman appointment with your healthcare provider to discuss recommended screenings, exams, and immunizations. Maintaining regular checkups is one of 10 health habits that can improve a woman's health. The others include getting enough sleep, being physically active, choosing a healthy diet, limiting alcohol and tobacco, flexing your brain muscles with cognitive exercises, wearing sunscreen, following general safety rules, and taking time for yourself, such as getting a massage. National Women's Health Week, which always begins on Mother's Day, runs May 10th through the 16th this year. Take the time during this week to support all of the women in your life as they incorporate positive and preventive health behaviors. For more information on the importance of sleep, activity, and nutrition, go to www.armymedicine.mil. Army Medicine is serving to heal and honored to serve.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio, part of the Army Wife Network, interactive empowerment for Army wives. Call us and share your story, 646-915-8736. Now, back to the show.
All righty, guys, welcome back to the show. We're talking with Wendy Rosen. She's founder of Arts Business Institute. We are talking about her website, AmericanMadeShow.com. Before we went to break, we dug in, and I do mean with a spoon, there you go, into the good stuff about wholesaling your crafts and your all your wares that you guys are also out there so talented. I mean, so talented in the Army wife ranks. So let's talk about how this career path is mobile. We know a lot about mobile careers, Wendy. So
right.
I'm sure, do you see a lot of Army spouses?
We don't see enough in the wholesale world. We really, really don't. I think at this time we have one military spouse who is a jeweler that exhibits with us, and I think right now she's actually posted abroad, but we still allow her to exhibit even though she's making her work in Germany or something. So that still fits our rules.
Gotcha.
Now, the other thing is, you know, we also have an Arts Business Institute that will be in January in Washington, D.C. So I could give two scholarships for that.
Here you go, Paula.
So
like,
if you're in the Washington, anywhere near Washington, D.C., we can accommodate two.
You know what you can do, Wendy, for us, and I know we're live, so you guys just have to bear with us, but if you will send us something about that, we can
get
it out on social media as well, too.
And then
that'd be perfect.
Right. Okay, great.
Yeah, any more, like we can do it again closer to time, too. So we'll do it tonight on the show, but we can put more out. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right. Well, sounds good. Paula, I know you're working on that, so I'm just going to continue while you're typing all that up because I know she's like, oh, my gosh, I'm trying to do two different things at one time. when it comes to those military, it's okay. You're doing great. When it comes to those military spouses, do you make any special considerations for them or do you other
well,
than
yes,
offering us?
Yes, we do. We do whatever we can. And
wonderful.
That's true of, you know, any of our exhibitors as well, is that we work with them when they have any kind of impact in their lives where they can't work for, you know, if they're getting transferred or something and they can't work for a certain amount of time or
when you just said something about, you know, that you made, it worked within what, when she moved overseas and I thought, well, yeah,
right, exactly.
Awesome.
We accommodated her there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, now, if someone came on board, like right now, they're sitting here, they're listening to this interview, and they're thinking to themselves, oh, well, I make, you know, XYZ, whatever it is, and they're like, this would be perfect for this.
Right.
What kind of items are the retailers looking for right now?
Oh, gosh. They're looking for really anything that's so different and creative. They really are looking for stuffed, believe it or not, plush animals that are
really?
Little monsters and robots and things like that. They're looking
I would
for
never
vintage,
have guessed that.
Yeah, vintage tablecloths that have been turned into aprons and fashion accessories. Using vintage fabrics in fashion accessories is very popular right now. And men's gifts are always something that galleries and shops are looking for. They never have enough. Anything like a money clip, for instance, is a wonderful men's gift, and there just aren't enough resources for them. Not enough people making them.
I would never in a million years guess stuffed.
Really?
So you heard it out there. Yeah, no, I wouldn't have. That's funny. Like, well, I mean, not funny, just odd, I guess. I would have been like, oh, really? But I guess there's, you know, not just a lot of people. Like, I've got, remember, Paula, if you remember that handcrafted little donkey, that the wool donkey that I loved so much over Christmas. I sent a picture of him, whatever.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
No, there's nobody else out there making it like that, so she can charge like a crazy amount of money.
Right.
Little
art dolls are another thing.
Kidding?
I mean,
exactly.
There are people making incredible art dolls, and
yeah.
There's just not enough of them being wholesaled. So they end up in museum shows, but they don't end up in the wholesale circuit.
Yeah.
God.
Well, Wendy, what advice would you give to military spouses looking to go into business for themselves?
I would first get into recreational services on post as soon as you can and find out what their resources are. Sometimes you'll find a great mentor there with incredible high-level skill experiences and somebody who can teach you how to get from one level to the next level. Go online and look for some incredible courses that you could take, or maybe even take a week and go to North Carolina. It's only like $500 a week to go to Pentland and learn from a master enamelist or jeweler or, you know, ceramic artist or something. Think about adding words to your artwork that you already have and making your work special with the story that's behind it. So often the craft work that is successful is work that comes with a story or some kind of special expanded purpose in some way. And what's really funny is that, you know, right brain people gravitate towards artwork, but we can sell artwork to left brain people too, and all we have to do is add words because it's a hook for them. It's like a handle for them to
like
be able to
so much?
Pick it up
Look
and understand it. Right. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there are many left-brained art collectors. They buy the signature of a piece. They buy the story behind the piece. They buy the text that comes with the piece or the story that comes with the piece. And that's how they get involved, or the process. You know, men buy
craft
work.
You're so right, because when I think about why I buy something, you just nailed me, the shopper. I mean, you nailed it.
Right, and if you're selling something at an art fair and you don't have words attached to it or a little hang tag that explains it or you, then you're only selling to half your audience.
Oh, my gosh. No, I mean,
the
like,
rest
huh,
of them
you
are
just
walking
described me.
By.
I am that shopper. I am the shopper that you just described. That is so crazy.
Yeah.
You put
You're the one who reads
it.
The back of the cereal box, huh?
Any word. I sure do. I sure do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Wendy the psychologist. All righty then.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. When you get to understanding the marketplace a little bit, it's so amazing to watch.
That is how do you learn all that?
Just by talking to artists for 30 years. I mean, you just learn so much from them. And I've read some books about left and right brain and, you know, that kind of thing. Betty Edwards is a great person in my life.
Don't tell my husband that is what it is, because then he'll, like, take me to stores where there's not words anymore. And he'll be like,
right. Well, you know, when you see people at art fairs, there's always the one person who wanted to go to the art fair, and they're always holding hands with somebody who did not want to go to the art fair. It might be a spouse, it might be a mother, it might be a child. It's somebody who really didn't want to go. And the only way to keep them involved is to serve them food and give them music and words.
This is so funny. I'm sorry. I know that's I've never even realized that. Little self-discovery going on over here. I'm thinking, remember the time we went down and we went into that glass-blowing place? And the I'm thinking about the one thing that caught my eye and why I stood in there and even looked at it. And
why?
Because it had word. It was a word.
We all know that
was.
Men won't
Weird.
Buy anything unless they know the whole process about how it was made.
Oh, yeah.
If it's an expensive thing. It's a big deal for them.
Yeah.
It's too funny. They like to watch CY. Yeah, good stuff. Wendy, you are just a wealth of information and so generous. Thank you so much. And like I said, please email me, and Paula and Janet and I will work really hard to get that out on social media so we can make sure that many military spouses see it as possible over at AWN.
Yes, and everyone
and
should
beyond
go to artsbusinessinstitute.org and register for the blog, and you'll get free tips every week on the business of art.
Good stuff. Okay, so let me send them over. Where can they go? Well, you just said the website. Give it to us one more time, then give us the AmericanMadeShow.com.
ARTS, yeah, mm-hmm. businessinstitute.org.
Okay. And that's
sign
the one I gave you guys at the beginning of the show. Yep.
And it's really wonderful stuff. You'll get 3 times a week all kinds of great information on how to sell your work to shops and galleries.
Love it. And then AmericanMadeShow.com is the other website.
Mm-hmm. And there's a blog there. To sign up for news there, and we'll also send you information, okay?
And the email is Wendy@WendyRosen.com, right?
That's my personal email, yes.
Good stuff. You are just awesome. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing all that you
Thank
have.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I'll talk to you anytime, ladies. Thanks.
Sounds
great.
Great.
Look forward to your
email.
All right, great.
All right, guys. Next week is May 11, 2015. Janet and I are going to be traveling, so we are leaving Jennifer, Corey, and Paula in charge over here. So you guys be good to them.
That's the Three Stooges right there.
That's right. That's to be fruitful. Here you go. Paula's heading up a bunch of goofballs. Okay, so Daryl Mackin of A Soldier's Child is going to be here. You're not going to want to miss this show.
Yeah, that's right. But in the meantime, you can join us over on ArmyWifeNetwork.com to stay connected to our resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along on any of our social media outlets, such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives, and this is Army Wife Network's core team signing out. Have a great week, everybody.
Good night.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.